The slippery slope to slime. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Corals, one of the planet's oldest life forms, host to thousands of species of fish and other animals, are in decline all over the world. In recent decades, reefs in the Caribbean have dwindled by as much as 80%. And that sounds like reef madness to me. A team of researchers led by Oregon State University has confirmed some of the mechanisms behind the degradation. Those that start with overfishing and nitrate pollution. These human-created circumstances promote the growth of large species of algae, macroalgae. Overfishing reduces populations of large algae-eating fish, while pollution from sewage increases nitrate levels and effectively feeds the macroalgae. The reefs become overgrown with algae, oxygen is choked off, and the growth of helpful bacteria is disrupted. The algae can also introduce foreign pathogens detrimental to the coral. Covered with a green slime, the reefs begin to die off. The best solution, the researchers say, reduce the amount of polluting nitrates and curb the overfishing, so a natural balance can restore itself. Our actions can give reefs a chance to recover now that we've confirmed that when it comes to humans and reef damage, there is a definite correlation.
The Discovery Files covers projects funded by the government's National Science Foundation.
Learn more at nsf.gov.